Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
When the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory,
oh.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisited us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be...
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know this voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what you're doing at 11 o'clock because it's Christmas, so I kind of do know what y'all are doing. Y'all are blocking up. Listen to me. All Japanese cars that want to do nothing but block up the road, please go home. Christmas is not that special. You have been unemployed for 7-8 months. As a consequence, you're probably broke. Please take the $500 that the government just gave y'all on Friday and go home and listen to me at 11 o'clock. But if you're not doing that, whatever else it is that you do, I'm happy that you do and not doing that you have decided to do that, do with me. So good to be back. Friday, I was in Moores Island, Abaco, believe it or not. It was a wonderful experience. The people there were wonderful. I told you all about the Boyle Grouper and the Boyle Conch. It was the absolute most delightful thing I've ever had, particularly this year for certain. So I got some housekeeping I want to do. Let me just start off right out of the gate. I want to say a special Merry Christmas to all of the teachers that are a part of the teachers union under the leadership of the tenacious Miss Belinda Wilson. Because I hear they got some other little union and things like that popping up these days. I don't know where they come from. Belinda Wilson and the Bahamas Union of Teachers, though, she sends her regards, particularly to the teachers of Moores Island. I didn't get the message in time, but I got it today. So if you're in Moores Island and by chance you could hear this, your president wants you to have a wonderful Christmas and to all of the teachers throughout the length and breadth of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas from Grand Key in the north all the way to Greedy-Nagua in the south. Please have yourself a holly jolly Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous new year. That is from your president. And then I actually have some other housekeeping I need to do. There's this little guy. His name is Jaheim Williams. Jaheim Williams, he got to be the smartest boy in the whole school. Nobody else in the whole entire school could have been the smartest boy. When you get grades as good as that, the boy have an A on everything. I wonder what all he get wrong, right? Like, did you get anything wrong in school? Apparently not, though. I think he's going to go off to be a doctor. So listen, don't forget, when you are a doctor, young Jaheim, remember that I was the first one to say congratulations to you. And so all my doctor fees and things like that have to be complimentary. Or you could get money from your daddy, because he got plenty of money. And, you know, y'all could make sure, take good care of me. So congratulations goes out to Jaheim on his accomplishments at school. I got a little bit more housekeeping to do. Y'all stay with me a little bit. I see, you know, when you live the kind of life that I've lived, right, you have wonderful life experiences, so much so that some of them are indescribable, right? You're not able to exactly quantify in any English word what exactly the totality of that experience has been. So throughout my life, I've had the wonderful occasion of having a sister. Many of you do not know, but I have a sister in Grand Bahama. She has a mother in Grand Bahama. And so sometimes you hear me talk about my niece in Grand Bahama. It's because I have a sister in Grand Bahama. And I have her mother in Grand Bahama who is consequently become my Freeport mummy. So unlike most people, I have an asshole mummy and I have a Freeport mummy. And don't tell me it's impossible, because Babuki and Barabi had more than one daddy. You remember, one in the bed ain't got no hair, the next one under the bed is eye shine like a silver dollar. So just like how Babuki and Barabi them could have two daddy, I could have two mummy. I got an asshole one and a Freeport one. And when I go to Freeport, right, she don't let me rent no car. She don't want me eating no restaurant. I don't do nothing for the economy of Freeport when I go there, because J.R. Rogers makes sure that I eat in a house, sleep in a house, and drive a car. Well, I don't sleep in a house no more because I like to walk around naked now. So she just let me go by the hotel. But outside of that, I'm becoming an old man. What can I say? Outside of that, right, once I go to Grand Bahama, I have to tell you it is always a delightful treat to be with her. She turned 60. Last week. And can I tell you, she turned 60 on the day, early Chicago, throw the 060, and this woman out motorbike riding instead of putting our $10 on the 060 so God could stop the two of us from waking. She out here doing all kind of foolishness, riding bicycle and motorbikes and things like that. I understand she take up with the cold sweat for 2 days, couldn't get out of bed after that. But Jesus sent the 060 on her 60th, just for us. And the woman ain't by the number. I don't know what to say about her. But she is always a wonderful and has always been a wonderful human being to me. I absolutely appreciate her. I say to her, happy 60th birthday. And let's hope that on the 61, right, when Jesus put the 0, 6, and 1 in the little thing, make sure we got 20 on it, Jay. We need to do that, all right? So happy birthday, Jay Ann Rogers, over there in Freeport, Grand Bahama. And to my adorable little niece, Jador. Happy, well, it's not your birthday, but... Hello, Jador. She never lets me talk to anybody unless I talk to her. And so that is a little bit more of the housekeeping that I have to do. So I've got that out of the way. I got the teachers out of the way. I got Jaheim out of the way. Because Jaheim, your daddy tell me if I don't send a shout out to you, he could break up these people's place. I ain't into that today. And I ain't have no car when I go in the parking lot. And I need my car because that's the only car I got. Now I want to jump into a little bit. I have a guest this morning. I'm going to get to him in a minute. I want to also jump into this wonderful little letter that was released by the Office of the Prime Minister on last week, right, that solidified the rejection of the carnival. And, you know, I tell you people all the time, I read things, my brain translates it in 3D, right? So I hear the words on the page, and then my brain creates a story. So it went something like this. It says, earlier today, my government made the decision not to allow the carnival to proceed this year. We fully understand this will come as a disappointment to carnival goers, to the vendors, to those who were looking forward to the jobs they had secured with the carnival, and to the carnival organizers themselves. Everyone should know this decision was taken with great care and after comprehensive consideration. There have been multiple developments in recent days involving the Omicron, the new, more transmissible variant of COVID, which made it clear we could not proceed with the carnival safely. The legislation, which we recently introduced after the end of the state of emergency, allows for the Minister of Health, in consultation with and acting on the advice of health experts, to impose certain protocols on events to guard against the transmission of the virus. In the view of the medical experts, allowing the carnival to proceed posed a significant risk to the public. They therefore recommended that it should not be allowed to proceed. The carnival organizer submitted a fresh application supported by an additional 35 pages of information, which sought to address the concerns raised by the experts. The panel considered the submission closely, but decided that the transmission risks associated with the carnival remained too high and that protocols presented would not sufficiently mitigate against the spread of COVID, especially given the new variant. We are currently preparing for schools to reopen for face-to-face teaching in the new year. We did not want the carnival to add to risks of community transmission and threaten this important reopening. We were elected on the promise that we would consult, we would be transparent, and at all times, we would make competent, compassionate decisions to ensure that the interests of the Bahamian people always come first. We were also elected on the promise we would listen to the medical experts in making our decisions. And all I hear in this is, I tell you all, this carnival was an opening. I know why you come on the TV and tell the people the carnival was opening. You tell them December 10th. You must see own some Bahamas. You own your little carnival, but you don't own nothing else around here, cousin. All right? And I didn't tell you all, this hospital can't take no more. You had 57 people over the weekend that ended up with COVID, and a couple people dead. And the last thing I'm going to do is let more of y'all dead because y'all won't go wee to the carnival. I'm not fooling with that. I'm not fooling with this. I'm not fooling with you. You could carry your carnival. And that's what I heard. Yeah, that's what I heard when I read it. So there you have it. So the government of the Bahamas has given the Carnival Committee people the official send-off of the Bahamian people. Hashtag CYC. Carry your carnival. And so there will be no carnival this year. I'm so excited. I'm so happy that the Minister of Health has stood his ground and held on to his guns in that regard. We'll see y'all again next year. Sorry, PLP, no $50,000 for y'all. Sorry, other people that like to get y'all pockets lined. And you know something? If I was the Prime Minister, I was control owners. Y'all talking about I cost y'all, miss out on job. Well, and I just give y'all $500 for nothing. You know, the slack five? Yeah, that was me. You can't say, I leave you out to suffer, I give you five. Home gal in the Grove could get 40. Home gal in Camp Road could get 40. You still got 420, brother. Then you could go to your watering hole. A round of bears only cost 20. You $100 into your 500 and you still got 400. And guess who give it to you? Me. Why? Because I am a gracious and loving and caring Prime Minister that cares for you. And if you say something about me causing you not to be able to eat this Christmas, I'll tell BEC in January, cut off all what passed to all. And then you'll see how really uncaring I could be. Don't slap up around here too much. We ain't into too much of this slapping up business. I ain't into that. The 500 I give you all. And I take the 200. I know y'all got this money. You was working on a $210 a week job anyhow. That's half or more than half of what you was going to make this month. And I give it to you. Don't make no noise around here talking about I so heartless and la-da-da-da-da-da. Because I'll tell you exactly what I tell the carnival people if you think I come to mess around. There's a reason I'm the Prime Minister. Anyway, that's enough of that nonsense. My guest this morning is all the way from Grand Bahama, believe it or not. And can I tell you, you know, I've been doing this whole orange economy thing, the whole celebrating and celebration of the orange economy, people that are in the orange economy. A lot of what the Progressive Liberal Party had to say on their way back to office was that they wanted to focus on the arts and entertainment, the arts and entertainment industry, and that they wanted to see how best they could use the orange economy to drive creativity in the Bahamian product as a consequence, driving the Bahamian economy. There are people that do things in the orange economy. I don't think all of them are good. Some of them I think are absolutely trash, but there are some people that I think are good. And so I got the funniest comedian, I think, is walking around this place today. I think he has an interesting name, right? I think it's Zaneo Newbold.
Yeah.
But nobody know him as that. Everybody know him as Saj. Saj, good morning. So, Saj, I first of all, where does the name Zaneo come? Because it took me about a week and a half to translate this name that you have.
Okay, so my mother was a fan of Zanay, the band, in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where she gave me the name and she just put O on it to make it a boy. Yeah.
Yeah, so it sounds so philosophical.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay, so you're from Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Bahama proper or Grand Bahama, Freeport proper or Grand Bahama?
You could say Grand Bahama because, you know, I've lived West End.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived this way, that way, that way. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're from Grand Bahama all over.
Yes.
All right, no problem.
You can say that, yeah.
Now, you've been doing this whole entertainment thing, right? How did it all get started for you? Like, at what point did you realize that you were Saj?
When I did the Saj character.
what inspired it, though?
Okay, so a few things, right? Mm-hmm. At the time, I was already doing videos on, you know, the different government agencies, like, you know, the passport police, immigration, you know, different departments. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to play a big belly security character,
mm-hmm.
whether it was a security or a police or whatever. But a good handful much of my inspiration came from Martin's Old Otis character.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a security, and I also liked how he just, you know, just get no law, nothing really applies to him. He just does whatever you want to do.
And
he's a new security guard, he's even an officer. And one night, I was going home at a Destiny's Daps concert. I was going home, and I got pulled over because one of my lights wasn't working. And the people who was who called, they was like, they was basically saying, pull over, pull over, pull over, pull over, pull over. You know what I mean? So then I went home, and I was a little bit angry. And then, you know, and then that's how I came up with the character.
With the character of Sarge. Now there are people who will say, there were people who say, well, you know, his material is, I don't know. So here's what I tell people all the time. I think the reason I like you is because your character is so organic. It is an absolutely organic one. And I believe that what we see as the character that is Sarge is actually Zaneo being Zaneo. And he is transmitting his personality onto the character of Sarge. I don't really think it is one of those people that actually writes scripted things. And so you have to be cautious about slipping in another character or slipping back into character. No, because Zaneo is kind of just being Zaneo. Let's take a break, Ali. We got to take a quick break. Don't move. 323-623-2352-54316-325-4259. We'll be right back on the next side of this break.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
Hi, this is Shivago Lang, host of Z Live, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Levin Millage, Guardian Radio. That means I'm unleashed on your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. I'm in studio with Sarge.
Yes, sir.
You all know him as, you all know him as Sarge. He's Zaneo.
Yes, Zaneo. Yes, people are starting to know me as Zaneo now. So finally myself is getting some little clout.
Yeah, but like I was saying before the break, right?
Yes.
Listen, what happened was the Pentagon radioed in, and I needed to give them the unlock codes for the launch pad.
Yes.
So we had to take a break.
Yes.
But we're back now. I think one of the reasons, or one of the things that makes your character what it is the fact that I don't think it's an act. Like, I think you, right, are just being you, and that translates into something funny.
You know, a lot of people says that, you know. Yeah. But the thing is, right, I find a little bit, okay, Sarge is a little bit of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the little kids love Sarge.
Mm-hmm.
The people my age love Sarge, and the elderly love Sarge as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he is a combination of a lot of things that people could relate to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could put a police in any situation and it'd work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Any situation.
Why Sarge, though? Because you dress like an inspector. Why not inspect?
Well, the Bahamian people gave me the name Sarge.
Okay.
So I just stuck with it.
Yeah.
And then it kind of works anyway, because Sarge ain't got no law anyway. So he does whatever you want to do. But it isn't expected, but I like Saj.
Yeah, Saj. But and you know, Bahamians are like this. We don't bother learning the ranks anyway.
No.
So everybody in a police uniform, no matter how junior you are, we call you Saj. The minute you put on khaki, no matter how senior you are, we still call you Inspect. Anyone in a khaki is Inspect, right?
That's crazy.
But you've been moving around now. How long has the character Saj been a thing?
August 2017.
All right. And when did it stop being a hobby for you, though? Because I notice now you're doing commercials, infomercials.
When I started to take it serious.
Okay.
Was when I started to be a hobby. We could say 2018.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of 2019 is when I started to take it a little bit more serious. Started to tone down a lot of the cursing and broadening, you know, just putting him in just crazy situations,
mm-hmm.
and you know, just refining things so that you know people can say, hey, I want a commercial. You know what I mean, mm-hmm. And you know, I don't want them to think, oh, he has concussed, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I had to tune him up a bit
mm-hmm.
for a level where I could be able to bring him to people and be like, hey, you want to buy?
So here's the thing, right? Because I think that's interesting. Steve Harvey said, when he decided to take his Christian walk, right? He had been doing stand-up comedy 27 years, you know, and he was like, let's not front. People pay to come and watch me stand on a stage and cuss. I cuss. That's what I do.
Yeah, what I found out is that regardless of what people say, you know, everybody curses. You know what I mean? But the majority, I'd say 95%.
I share that view.
95% of people, and so they secretly love it, but they don't want other people to know that they love it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I share that view.
So because you would have someone just sitting in a corner in the dark and just killing themselves laughing.
Yeah,
I want more, but when you get in front of people, you know what I mean?
So plus, I ask people that tell me they don't cuss, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the English appropriate rated phrase and or word for hitting your small toe on the edge of the door? What English appropriate word do you put there?
Me?
No, I'm saying people who say me they don't cuss, right?
I know.
There are just some places cuss word fit. Like
yes.
Cuss word like insert the cuss word here.
I believe when I first started, I was just showing it up in any cadence or any sentence or whatever phrase whatever. But now I'm placing them in places where it would matter. You know what
sentence
I mean?
Sentence enhancers.
Yeah. So basically, I just wanna. And really enhance my feeling and like just enhance the emotion behind what I want to say. You know what I mean? So it would really multiply how I feel in the moment. You know what I mean? Instead of saying it plain. You know what I mean? But that's just me.
So So you're Saj now. You're getting bookings now. There's a lot of talk about the orange economy and the development of the orange economy. What are some of the things as a comedian? That's what you consider yourself?
No, I don't.
What do you consider yourself?
A filmmaker that happened. It's a donkey word appropriate for radio? But yeah, I'm just a filmmaker that happened to be a donkey.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you're a film, because you actually do those digital,
visual effects.
Visual effects.
Yes, yes.
Right? I recently saw you at one of the
because of course they didn't. But I don't consider myself a comedian. Although people tell me that anyway, you know what I mean? I have no control over what people call me.
Right.
But I guess a filmmaker, that's just a donkey, you know what I mean?
How did you get
into
filmmaking?
When I was in, this was 2007, I went on YouTube and I saw something called Real Dragon Ball Z, and I'm a Dragon Ball Z freak.
Okay.
So when I saw a real person launch a Kamehameha, I mean, of course it wasn't amazing, but back then, but back then it looked real and everything. So I downloaded After Effects, I looked at tutorials and all the stuff like that, and when I did my first video, I just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in the media field too. You know what I mean? Whether it's just in theaters as well too. So I kind of got some type of knowledge of what to do, what not to do. You know, whenever they would film things or whatever, I would look and ask questions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and YouTube is there too. That's the free college right there, YouTube. You know.
So you got into acting and you got into this. did you have any like mentorship? Like, how do you compose your content? How do you know what it is you're gonna hit on? Like, how does Sarge put together? Like, when do you see a thing and says
it's gonna be hit?
Sarge gotta come out for this one.
Well, one thing I don't do is jump on every thing mm-hmm. that goes viral. You know what mm-hmm, I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, again, not knocking anybody who does that, but I want people to look at me and you know, I don't want them to think that that's my only source of material. Mm-hmm. But it's just something I feel inside that hey, I need to do this. You know what I mean? There are many things that happen. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. like a situation where police and the guy had a scuffle or whatever, or many different situations, and people wanted me to do reenactment of it, mm-hmm. and I was like, no, because you know that's a touchy subject. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you don't know how people feel about that, whatever like mm-hmm. that. So certain things I don't touch on mm-hmm. because you know being considerate of other people
okay.
as well. And but when it's within reason, and I know that this is something I need to do, then I jump on it really really quick. Before mm-hmm. the wave dies, mm-hmm, you know what mm-hmm, I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's a feeling inside me when I say, okay, got to do this, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we know two things about Sarge. Sarge mm-hmm. likes to take bribes, and Sarge likes big boogie gal.
Well, of course.
So, okay. Do people ever say to you, you know, maybe your product isn't something for everyone? Do you have a particular market when you make your content? Because you say children love Sarge, everybody can
relate. Yeah, I'm on TikTok, Instagram, on Facebook, and a little bit on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But my content, I just create what I create, and who like it, and mm-hmm. and doesn't, you know what I mean? I don't target a specific audience, but it really reaches a wide variety of age anyway, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't have to do any extra tinkering with the script, because let's be honest, most kids today have tablets and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You will be a fool to think they aren't going on things that they're not supposed to go on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I guess when they see me, they'll be like, oh, hey, I'm home. You know what I mean? So it's like something they're used to. And I mean, this generation is different than you know what I mean? Like yeah. in the 90s, 80s,
yeah.
whatever that.
Yeah.
So they're getting mature more quicker, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, they're understanding things a little bit more quicker than us, because, you know, back then we didn't have all these phones and stuff like that, you know yeah. what I mean? So they're really, you know, tapping into things quickly now than us when we were growing up, because we didn't have those things, you know? So,
what do you say to people who say, man, I like him, he's kind of funny, but like, this just cuss too much for me? Or do you ever contemplate or consider those people?
Well, it's a difference between hating and constructive criticism, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When someone comments something and they don't tell me how they think I should improve, then that's the people I don't listen to, you know what I mean? But if someone comes to me and say, hey, Sarge, I like the video, but maybe you should do it this way or that way, or next time maybe if you take it at this way or whatever, or if you change the script a bit or whatever, like that,
mm-hmm.
those are the people that I take criticism from, and I hear them, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because mm-hmm. they actually bringing something to the table to better me
yeah.
as someone who watch, because, hey, if I'm watching someone and if I like them, I want to see them do better.
Mm-hmm.
So all the comments that they're just dishing out there or stale, whatever, that I don't listen to them, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
I listen to
them. Let me tell you, I think you're one of the funniest people out here that's doing comedy, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of behemoth comedians, but I really like your work. Now, we live in a time where police brutality is a very touchy subject.
Yeah, right? Of course.
Like, so you talked about touchy subjects, etc., right?
What's so great? Oh.
How do you feel being somebody that perpetrates a police officer in such an abusive fashion?
It's so crazy. It's so crazy because they don't. They don't rob me. They don't like mm-hmm. I don't get hate comments. Oh, police, whatever. Like, no, yeah. It's like, everybody, I mean, people just love Sarge and whatever. And it's so crazy because I've always wondered this. You know, they kind of have their views of the, you know, false, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then when it comes to me, it's totally different. But at the end, I think people just know that I'm just me and I'm just there to yeah. brighten up their day and, yeah. you know, stuff like that. But what's so crazy, around 2017, It was forbidden, well, I think, to even make fun of any type of thing of police, because it was around at that time. It's very, very touchy as hell, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I kind of bit the bullet and I did it anyway.
Yeah.
And I tell my boy, I say, man, I saw if you could post it, the first Sarge video, I saw if you could post it because, you know what I mean, I don't want to get locked up.
Yeah.
And then we posted the trailer and then I shoot up and they say, okay, full version, boom. At the time, I didn't pay my ticket yet. So that was an extra, you know what I mean? So when we did release it, I wasn't scared, but I was worried that, you know, I would have got found in lockup because at the same time, around the time, it was very, very touchy.
Mm.
So I did it, blew up, and everybody wanted it again and again and again. And you know, and most of them are supporters of me anyway, which is of a very, very good thing.
This is the police you talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like your work?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Do you think because
they know it's just jokes.
Yeah, it's good comedy. Yeah. I saw how much effort does it take to go into the production of, because some of your things are both graphic and like actual people camera work. Like some of it is stuff that you could do on the computer, and then some of it is stuff where you act, like the one you did in the at the basketball court, you know. What's the name of the prime minister?
Yes.
Shut up, use the dumb.
Yeah. So actually, so basically what I did was I just the reason why I look so real is because when I slap people on my sets, I don't really slap them hard unless I'm the one getting slapped. I slap them medium and then I speed it up in post.
Okay.
Yeah, so it looks like they get their hair tear off, you know what I mean? But there was once time where I did get my hair tear off on one of my sets. Yeah, that's so crazy. But because I wanted to be real.
Yeah.
Tear my hair right off. I say, damn, nigga.
Yeah. So the one with I remember the thing with Clint Watson went big.
Oh yeah, my goodness, that was it came on at a right time because so many people was, you know, devastated by the hurricane.
Yeah.
And they were sad. So I was like, you know what, let's do this and what's so funny, I did two versions of that.
Okay.
And everybody only saw one version. The first version I did, it was not that funny. Yeah. So I scrapped it.
Yeah.
And I came again and I did better.
Go get your supervisor.
Yeah.
You come back with the desk.
Yes. Yes. So that's why I'm saying, instead of me being the guy there, let me make a sequel of it where I'm the supervisor coming now rather than, you know, the regular PCL.
Yeah.
So that's how that went there. Yeah.
All right. Let's get a couple. Let's take this phone call. Good morning, Collie. You're on. Collie, yeah? Good morning, Collie.
Hi. Good day.
How are you?
I want to know, can Sarge share with us where his handles are on social media so we could follow him?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, my social media is on Instagram, at Zhaneo, Zhaneo. Facebook, Zhaneo Newbold, Zhane apostrophe O, Newbold. And on TikTok, Zhaneo 242.
If you'd like to make...
Zhaneo 242, Zhaneo 242.
Okay. Say it one more time, because they always say we say it too fast.
Okay. My handles on Instagram is at Zhaneo, Zhaneo on Instagram. On TikTok is Zhaneo 242. And on Facebook, Zhaneo Newbold.
All right. Let me read a couple of these text messages. So you can give us a call. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. This here says, leave an ask Sarge, how come he is wearing inspector uniform? Did he promote himself?
I've posted that picture with me and other officers, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, why don't I see any badges or whatever like that? And I'm like, what you don't know? What you don't know, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? It speaks volumes.
How did you get it? Because who all that? That is the commissioner. That is
commissioner,
assistant commissioner of police. Stubbs. I think assistant commissioner of police. What is the name of the new one? I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
But how did you land a picture with the top brass of the police force?
Well, I was invited to do a piece at their Christmas event.
Okay.
And I hosted it for a while, did games and all that stuff like that, and interacted with the police and all that stuff like that, you know. How I'm laughing. And it's a little bit out of my element because I don't do hosting or anything like that. I'm not a mic person.
Right.
But I did it for him anyway, you know what I mean? So when they were leaving, we just took a picture.
Okay.
And yeah.
So now you official.
Official.
Top brass.
Official. Exactly. Without the bodies. I should tell you something.
Yeah. Don't mess with Simon Sarge. Pull over.
Exactly. Pull over.
This text right here says, Mr. Miller Sarge, if he was brought in for questioning after he told those white girls they could hop the fence and
well, come. Mother suggest. Hey, listen. A lot of people thought it was me, but no, it wasn't me. No.
I remember there was the arm robbery at Sawyer's Photos.
And people thought it was me too. My name was ringing that whole day. That was crazy.
Yeah, I remember.
You know? And then, you know, that other little scandal, you know what I mean?
They thought that was sad.
Yeah, I had to make a video. Hey, exactly.
I do remember that. So, here's another thing, right? Do you feel as though there is enough support in the industry for people like you? Because we never really got to the conversation of cost. Like, what does it cost for you to have people on your set, to have cameras come out, to fly drones? Because you be doing big stuff.
Well, when we did the Squid Games, Bamian Squid Games, mm-hmm. me, Jaquay, and my friend Taro,
mm-hmm.
Because I had the equipment, we didn't have to worry about, hey, we need a gimbal or we need a camera, whatever, because I had everything.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, we went in our pockets as well. Quay did, I did, and not Otara. So it wasn't expensive. Mm-hmm. But I think I might have spent at least close to $500 on the whole series.
How do you make the money back, though?
We didn't. You know what I mean? We did that series just for fun and for us to learn.
But that is the thing with the orange economy, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it has... Okay, so some of it you could chalk up to learning, mm-hmm. right? But for instance, I do voice and media, right? Mm-hmm. I could come and do your event one time mm-hmm. and not make money. I'm not coming twice to not make money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because if I do it for not money, it's not for me. If it's not for money, it's not for me, right? Mm-hmm. And the problem with the orange economy is people that are trade laborers or people that are degreed workers, for instance, the lawyer or the doctor or the carpenter or the roof specialist, doesn't necessarily see talent as something that you should be paid for. No, I didn't get a degree for this. No, I didn't go to trade school for this. But you can't stand here and do what it is that I do. I promise you, it's not as easy as it looks, right? People don't have value for that. So we've got to figure out a way to monetize, like sufficiently monetize what it is that you do. Because, I mean, that's talent that should be paid for.
Well, see, the thing is, you lose to win. And here's why I say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't get paid for my skits, right? Mm-hmm. But when I invest in them, other people see it as value and they book me for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They book me for editing gigs. So, what I put out there is kind of an advertisement.
Like infomercials, yeah.
Yeah, an advertisement. Like, okay, oh, I saw him do this, so let me get him to edit this commercial. Let me get him to do it. So, the Squid Games, I've gotten many jobs off of that.
Okay.
Just by them seeing what it is we did. All the visual effects and stuff, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I've got jobs based on what I put out there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and at the same time, it's a win-win situation because I'm learning as I go.
Okay.
Plus, when I put it out there, folks will come and say, you know what I mean? Like, I have, you know, people reach out all the time for me to do stuff, you know, mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, yeah.
Mm. I remember the one with the plane parts. You see, since plane parts gone now, I buy myself a plane.
I buy myself a plane. Uh-huh. That was really a lot of people freak out over that.
Yeah, because that is because you were using a subdivision in Freeport. I feel like I know where
that's Regency.
Yes. And then you actually had the graphics land the plane in Regency.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, when you consider, how much time does that take up?
Doesn't take up much time. See, I never attempt to do any type of effects if I know I can't do it within a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
If someone comes to me and say, hey, I want you to do this, whatever, I'll calculate everything in my head. Can I do this? Can I do this? Or whatever? Can I learn it? Because once or twice, I told them I could have done it when I couldn't, and it took me a lot of time to learn it and do it.
Mm.
So I stopped doing that. Once I know that I could do it, then I just do it. But something like that would only be an hour, because, you know, like, or less than an hour, because it's just tracking the area and making sure that the tracking is accurate. You have the model there. You have the textures. Then you have the lighting of the master, lighting to the shadows of the sun, whatever. So it looked like, you know what I mean? And then you got to do the shadows. And then you just got to scrub through the video to make sure that it's lining up and it isn't slipping or it isn't, like I guess it's there, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And you need contact shadows to the floor. So something like that is simple because it's static. So it isn't like it's animation, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
That sounds like a lot of heavy stuff. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. I saw callers on the line. You can give me a call back. This one here says, I love Sarge very much. Ask him, where did he get the idea for the crazy spin?
Okay. Actually, the first time I did the spin was with the Clint thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly... No, wait. The first time I did the spin was the first video, but nobody never really noticed it because I was far in the back off of the shot. Okay. So, then they did it again in the Clint one, and people was dying at it.
One.
Yes,
yeah.
People was dying, and I'm like, okay. So then I kept doing it.
Yeah. And now it's a signature move.
Yes.
Yeah. Side slapper, you get a spin slap. Let's take the call. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly, there?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Pleasant day to you, my good brother.
And same to you.
Your previous caller asked about the handles.
Mm-hmm.
And now my question is whether Levan Miller's show, Unleash, is on Guardian Radio's archive online.
It is. It should be guardiantalkradio.com.
Because at one time when I was checking out my good friend in the afternoon, Crude, the evening program of Friday evening did not make the cut. So I want to make certain that all of Guardian presenters are featured.
Okay. I think what also happens is they also have these shows linked to YouTube. So every Friday at about 5, you could go to YouTube, and if you type in the name of the show, it'll pop up, and then type in the date, and it'll take you in the general area of the date of the week of the shows.
Because you're doing a fabulous job, and I'm new to this gentleman, but I'm interested. I'm keen to follow him as well.
All right, thank you. But make sure, because Sarge is a big ticket item. This one here says, I like to hear him cuss. He be telling the truth. Those police, they's cuss at ya. This one also says, the baptism was funny. I missed the baptism. Sarge got baptized.
Baptism, yeah. So, I did two. One, the first one with Pastor Bleachy, my boy. Then the second one where I actually got, you know. But one of the real reasons why I started to cuss, not because I have a filthy mouth, is because I like realism, you know what I mean? And
do you cuss in real life?
If I cuss in real life? when I'm angry, yes.
Okay, go on.
But I added that because you know, police, if you don't get it. Yeah. So it's like, it's just a finishing touch on what he already is, you know what I mean? As far as that. But that's why I did it, for the realism of it, you know? Yeah.
Okay, so profanity, I guess it's something that people have to learn to get past. But there are just some people that are good at it. Like, there are some people that cuss and they sound good doing it. Mm-hmm. And there's some people that cuss and they sound terrible doing it, right? There is a person that I really like. His name is Bishop Simeon Hall. And he says, you know, listen, I could cuss, you know. I prefer to use the Queen's English, though, right? And then there are some people like him that are good at both of it, right? Like, if I needed to cuss you, I could cuss you. But I try not to cuss. Which is kind of where I think I am. But I think the character that you've built of Sarge, right? I think cussing just, it's perfect for the, you have a big, bad, out of shape.
So was just left.
Yeah, so it just
all
that's
left,
right in there.
All is left, just cussing.
Yeah, he wouldn't do well if he was nice and not cussing.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, you know what I mean? That's just what they're saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I enjoyed it. But, you know, still in, you know, being considerate of other views or whatever, I did tone him down a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What exactly are some of, like, the other big things on the agenda for Sarge? Like, are they
Well,
any...
honestly, I have a TV show in the works,
okay.
A six-episode TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is already written out. It's a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And just had to do some finishing touches on the last three, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And that's what I'm working on in the future. But as of now, you know, just chilling, just, you know, thanking God for life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you looking at doing collaborations with more people in the future? I mean, like,
of course.
Who are some of the people on your short list of people that you want to work with?
In the Bahamas?
In the Bahamas, in the world. I mean,
what I want to do is, you know, just because I still feel like I have a lot to learn, you know what I mean? So I would like to, you know, get some more experience, mm-hmm. you know, as far as the filming stuff go, because, you know, it's a lot that I need to learn, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Trust me, a lot. So I would like to go on a Hollywood set and see everything from start to finish. Mm-hmm. That's what I would love to do.
Oh, yeah. Who are some of the people that you look up to? Like, are there comedians that you look up to, or are there, like, movie? Because you say you consider yourself as an actor, as a filmmaker.
I just love movies that's done very well. Like, I like,
yeah, but like who, 2012. Whose work do you look at?
Directed, film shot,
whatever.
Well, I really love the movie 2012 because here's why: the buildings was falling down, mm-hmm. the terrain was crumbling up, the water was coming over. That's the type of stuff I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to do a Bohemian superstition movie where something similar happens, and you know, you got to fly the plane from island to island because mm-hmm. all the islands going underwater, mm-hmm. all the crap. So, mm-hmm. so one of these days. It's gonna happen, but yeah.
323-623-2-3254-316-325-4259. I see callers calling me, but they letting go of the phone call so quickly. I don't know what's happening with that. I want to take a brief intermission here because I don't know how I missed this. Listen to me, y'all. I hear the Royal Bahamas Defense Force having all kind of promotion in this last 2 days. I want to remind them that the only way for your new rank to stick is you have to wear it, right? Yeah, no. You have to wear your rank. Other than that, you may slip back to being a junior man and at the bottom of the rank. So, for all of my friends that have recently gotten their peaks, I tell y'all we was going to be seniors before we leave this job. So Central got these new salaries with all these new privileges and all these new allowances to all these new mess areas. I trust that there will be rivers of wine following today's events. I look forward to it. Please don't play crazy. Let me know where the rank wedding ceremony will be taking place. All right, so... Zeneo Nubo.
Yes, sir.
When people think about Zeneo, when mm-hmm. people think about Sarge, what do you hope it is that you are bringing into people's visual cognitive space and hearing cognitive space? What exactly, when you set out to do your work, what exactly do you intend for the end result to be every time?
That they're inspired mm-hmm. and that they're influenced in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And they could use what they see I do and try themselves, mm-hmm. you know, especially the folks that are in the same field or want to get in the same field when mm-hmm. it comes to filming or whatever. Yes, I just want to inspire and, you know, teach and, you know, and you know, to let them, you know, carry that and be as creative as they want.
Do you have young people now that you work along with that you kind of tutor or that you?
Well, I used to do videos with my boy Damon Alex, and I've had him along with me. I used to grab him and you know just show him on my sets. You know what I mean? You know, whether it's shooting, whether it's being in it or learning stuff, and he's learned a lot. Okay. And he's actually TikTok famous as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know And now he's doing he shoots as well now and stuff like that. Yeah, but at times, you know, I tag folks along and then I mean, I don't have any specific person who I'm mentoring at the moment, but usually when they come around, they end up learning anyway, you know, the terms they use on set or mm-hmm. or why and then I'm asking questions like, Azania, why is this over here and why the green screen is like that, mm-hmm. not like that, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? So the questions they ask, it ends up being a lesson anyway. So.
All right, let's take one more call. Good morning, Collie, you're on. Collie, you there?
Yes, good morning, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great. The gentleman that's on your show right now, mm-hmm. we're going back to school in January.
Mm-hmm.
Is he planning to do something for students? And I would like to hear him do something for students.
Okay.
Without cursing.
Right now. All right, so you plan to do something for back to school? Because school been closed long. Maybe Sarge could take up a job as a crossing guard.
You never know. But I think about it because, I'm actually leaving pretty soon for Freeport. So I'll be back January 3rd. So, yes, but I mean, if I'll see where God takes me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Usually,
that's a good answer. So usually, I sound like a politician.
Usually at kids' event, I sing for them. I believe the children.
So okay, let's just make sure people get your handles again so that they know where to find you.
Okay, Instagram at Z H A N E O. On TikTok, Z H A N E O 242. Yes, and Facebook is Zaneo Nubol. Okay. You'll find me on there.
And you monitor all your own socials.
If I monitor them?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I don't have a manager or anything like that, no. All
right. So how do people book you if they want, like...
They come directly to me.
They come directly to you.
Yeah. Okay. But, nowadays, I'm with CMM now, so mostly...
Who's CMM?
Agency.
Okay.
Yeah, so mostly they, nowadays they go through them to get through me, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, yeah. So,
all right. How often are you in Nassau?
I live here now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that after the storm?
No, this is April.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we out of time, Saad. So we you think we could make some money in this parking lot today?
No, yeah. Sure, of course. I see all them note thing and ain't license. So again,
it's Christmas time. I see you get something with this parking lot.
Yes, of
course. I can eat lunch, Saad.
Yes, man.
All right. Appreciate you for coming, buddy. Yeah, anyway, man. That's my music. You hear it. That means it's my time. I'm Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. So don't move. They've got the news that happens now.
That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.